Lone Journey.
A year ago on a spring morning in Chicago, Nita and I would be out in the yard early, looking for signs of life in the flower borders along the wharf. Well, Nita, my darling, now that you have your freedom, maybe you're happier on this April morning far away in Chicago.
Wolf Bennett's longing for a lost illusion intrudes on a perfect spring day in Montana. Today, in Lone Journey.
This is Lone Journey, written by Sandra Michael. This story of a man's search for happiness on his lone journey through life is brought to you by the makers of Lather Salt. You know, ladies, the irritating thing about extra dirty housework hands, they're so mighty easy to get dirty, and so almighty hard to get really clean again. Now, isn't that true? Especially if you wash away at that stubborn dirt on your hands with an ordinary toilet soap. Lord, you have to wash and wash away, and most probably even use a brush. But look, you don't have to use an ordinary toilet soap. No, ma'am. There's a special toilet soap called Lather that takes all the drudgery out of washing extra dirty hands, that actually gets your hands really clean in just one good, quick, easy wash, and leaves them feeling marvelously soft and smooth to boot. Now, did you get the name of this marvelous soap? It's Lather, spelled L-A-V-A, Lather. And the reason Lather is such a wonderful soap, can get your hands so clean so quickly, is because Lather contains a special powder-fine cleansing ingredient that no ordinary toilet soap has. So, let me repeat. Whenever your hands get extra dirty from housework, from doing hand-soiling housework chores, don't wash and wash away at them with an ordinary toilet soap. Just give your hands a good, quick, easy wash with Lather soap instead. And ladies, here's another don't. When your porcelain bathtub and bathroom fixtures get all dirty and smudgy, when your fine aluminumware needs cleaning, don't scour that dirt and scum away with some of those ordinary powder grit cleansers. No, ma'am, use your handy-sized cake of Lather instead. For Lather is a perfectly marvelous household cleanser. Lather's creamy suds, rich in that remarkable powder-fine cleansing ingredient, quickly, safely whisks ugly smears and dirt away. Leave things spotlessly, sparklingly clean without a scratch. And, of course, Lather is kind to your hands as you work. Be sure and keep listening for news about Lather and your husband's hands.
When Wolf Bennett woke this morning at the Spear Key Ranch in a lovely valley of the Judith Mountains in central Montana, the sounds of spring from the ranch yard, the feel and fragrance of spring in the air, reminded him of his loneliness and of the very different kind of world he lived in a year ago, when he had no reason to doubt that his and Nita's marriage was happy.
A year ago on a spring morning in Chicago, Nita and I would be out in the yard looking for signs of life in the flower borders along the walk. Then we'd have breakfast. The dining room would have that fresh, new, open look it always had in the spring. And across the table, Nita would look so beautiful. I remember especially one dress or robe she wore that I liked so well. I used to think she wore it to please me. A pretty crazy idea that seems like now, when I know how unhappy she must have been with me. Well, Nita, my darling, now that you have your freedom, maybe you're happier on this April morning, far away in Chicago.
Wolf deliberately chose to forget the letter he had received from Nita the other day. From the tone of that letter, it would have been easy to believe that Nita was lonely and that she felt less than content with the separation that had been her wish only. Wolf didn't dare let himself believe what seemed to be written between the lines. He had been tragically mistaken about Nita's feelings before. He had no intention of being wrong again. This morning, when young Sidney Sherwood woke at the Matthews Ranch further up the valley, she remembered joyfully
I'm going to be a real Montana rancher. Today, I'm going to file a claim on a homestead. Isn't that wild? Isn't it fantastic? Isn't it wonderful? To think that a little part of Montana's earth, even a little part of a Montana mountain, is going to be my own. My own. And best of all, it was Wolf's idea.
Sidney, Wolf, and Old Henry are standing in a pine clearing on the homestead land which Sidney is seeing for the first time this morning. The air is hushed, and the wind moves in the crowns of the tall evergreens. They can hear the water of the creek galloping softly over stones not far away. Raising her eyes to the blue opening in the pines, Sidney sees two hawks wheeling silently on motionless wings, high, high in the pellucid air. For a moment, her heart leaps up to them, and she feels as light and free of spirit as they. Now they've moved out of sight, and Sidney's eyes come back to earth.
This is where I should like my house to stand.
A perfect spot for it, honey.
Isn't it?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Clear away a few trees to the west there, and you'll have a view out over the valley.
Well, could I see Uncle Henry's place?
I'm not so sure about that. But you will see the spare tea. Not my house, but the fields and the beaver pond.
You could have a lovely garden here, Sidney. Mm-hmm. Lawn sloping down to the creek. Yes. Leave most of the trees and let the grass run between the rocks. Oh. Just keep it as near natural mm-hmm. as you can. Oh, you could have your flowers, too. Roses, delphiniums, snapdragons.
Hey, I thought this was going to be a ranch.
Oh, as though you didn't have a beautiful garden at the spear tea.
Wolf is only trying to tease you, honey. Say, come on over here. Huh? There's a point around this hill you can see your whole ranch from.
My whole ranch? Oh, Wolf, aren't you coming, too?
Oh, yes, you bet. Coming.
Wolf had been far away in time during those few moments. He remembered another spring day when he and Henry and Nita had come to this spot.
Here it is, Nita.
Oh. My word, That was quite a climb.
Look, Nita, the creek's down there. That old mountain will keep the north wind at bay for you.
Very nice.
Yes, Nita, and there's a spring a few hundred feet up that little coulee, and that means running water in the kitchen.
My goodness, that's impressive, Mr. Newman.
In the kitchen? Shucks, Henry, this lady's going to have the latest 1937 model homestead with running water in the bathroom.
Great Judith Mountains. Homestead with indoor plumbing.
What lady is this you're talking about, darling?
Oh, did I mention it?
Uh-uh.
My first wife, Mrs. Nita Bennett.
You're... you crazy galoot. He means you, Nita.
I'm used to that joke, Mr. Newman.
Oh, sure, sure. But how about it, first and final wife? Think you'd care to make a home for yourself here?
Well, they'll be silly. It's a lovely place, but... a little far from Chicago for commuting, isn't it, Tom? Oh, mosquitoes. Oh, they're awful. Look, millions of them.
Oh, they aren't so bad.
Not so bad. Oh, it couldn't be much worse. Oh, come on, dear. Let's get back to the car while there's anything left of it.
Wolf had hoped Nita would fall in love with Montana and with this mountain valley. She didn't. Remembering her indifference now, he saw it as a warning sign he hadn't understood. Henry's and Sidney's voices recalled him to the happier present.
Now, you see that black charred tree over there?
Where?
No, over there. Oh, the far side of that little meadow.
Oh, yes, see? Yes, I see it, Uncle Henry.
Now, that marks approximately the northwest corner of your homestead. Uh-huh. Say, that's right, isn't it, Wolf?
Pretty close to there, yeah.
Well, then that lovely, lovely little meadow would be mine, too.
Oh, yes, indeed, honey. The meadow, that stand of timber running about a half mile up there on the slope of the mountain. And say, up there on the top of that bench, you've got a few acres of the finest hay land. Yes, sir, and you'll see flocks of deer grazing there. Elk, too, now and then, yes. Oh, you've got... say, what else has she got on this land, Wolf?
What's that, Henry? Let me see now. What about the mine?
Oh, mine!
Great Judas Mountain, yes, the mine. You've got a gold mine on the place, honey. Sure enough, a little old gold mine.
Gold mine.
Yeah. Well, there is now. No gold, if that's true enough. But the hole is there in the side of the mountain. Isn't it, Wolf?
That's right. Old prospector shaft. And who knows, maybe he just didn't go quite far enough. Another foot and you may strike it rich.
Yes, sir. Now, let's see, what other features are there that Sydney ought to know about her new home?
No, don't you two try to think of any more. I've heard enough already to make me skeptical about the whole thing.
Skeptical,
mm-hmm.
Honey?
Oh. It's too good to be true.
It's there, though. That's the same. Yours for the asking and $25.
Isn't it like a dream?
Providing you make it your home and make certain improvements during the next 3 years.
Uh-huh. Well, you know it's good land, but you realize that Wolf himself there had it all picked out for his... one time a few years back. Well, that is...
You did, Wolf? But then don't you still want it?
No, I don't, Sidney.
You see, honey, at that time Wolf thought he could use some extra grazing land. But gosh, by now he knows how lucky he is not to have any more land. Hey, Wolf?
Right. No, Sidney, you can be sure about that. I haven't any more use for this land than the man in the moon. It's yours, and I think you ought to take it.
Sidney had been disturbed by Wolf's absent-minded preoccupation. She had guessed at the reason for it, and that had given her moments of despair. But now at his words of encouragement, she felt immensely lifted and reassured. And that, even though down under her happy thoughts, a small voice of doubt and caution struggled to make itself heard. Recklessly, she pushed it back and laughed and talked until she could no longer hear it at all.
Pretend it's about 6:30 in the evening. All right? Your husband has gone into the bathroom to wash up for supper. And chances are there's still plenty of ground-in dirt on his hands and wrists collected during the day's work. But wait, what's he fussing about? Is he angry, do you suppose? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to wash his hands really clean with an ordinary toilet soap. Mark my words. He's probably in for a long, tedious session at that wash basin, and he knows it. But if he were washing with lather, it would be a different story. Your husband would come out of that bathroom in a minute smiling, and with his hands just as clean as a whistle. Yes, ma'am, lather, with its remarkable, safe, cleansing ingredients, chases even extra stubborn dirt in a jiffy in just one good, quick, easy wash. Lather soap, L-A-V-A, Lava. Only a few pennies at grocery, drug, and department stores.
Hey! What's all the racket for?
Just
cleaning. You crazy kid.
I don't care. I'm going to be a rancher gal in the mountains of Montana.
Sydney sets out for Lewistown, confident now that she will have her homestead in the valley where live the people she loves. Tomorrow, in Lone Journey.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.